Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Awkward Adult. So, I had not released any episode last week, and it's because right now I have some priority works that I have to get completed by the end of this year. So, starting from now, I'll be releasing an episode every second week till I think for a month or so, because I really need to get these things completed, which are really crucial. So please check that out if you like webcomics, and I'll try to make it better as I'm practicing more and more. I am hoping that it will get better. Anyways, so now that we have got that thing cleared out, let's jump back to the topic. I didn't actually decide on a particular topic today. I'm hoping to wing it, trying a new way of doing things. So some days back, I watched Social Dilemma, and I don't really know what to think about it. The takeaway of the whole series was that social media and AI-run recommendation systems were causing chaos in the society by causing polarization of thoughts and opinions, and also by making fake news more available to the people. But then also they talked about how believing everything that you listen or see is not wise. So people everywhere is confused about what to believe and what to not, because you don't really know what reality is and what the truth is. Because every other video or anything you listen, the news, kind of contradict each other. So we all are confused about what to believe. And basically our world is heading towards a social dystopia. But then I also read about some articles and about how one of my friend forwarded me a reply that Facebook gave about a social dilemma, to Social Dilemma, basically, because it was like how everything that Social Dilemma said was not true, like it was not 100% the truth. And I am really confused, and I don't know what to believe and what to not. And as I have mentioned previously 2 to 3 times, that I have isolated myself from all the worldly happening because of the same reason. But being unaware of your surrounding is also not a very wise thing to do. You should surely know what is going on around you. And so while I was watching social media, I sure was very scared, and it really scared me that this is how AI can actually end our society, because it is causing chaos. But on the second hand, I didn't totally agree with them that recommendation system are totally bad, because that is how they are designed. So now the big question is, what is the solution to this problem? I mean, we are already kind of seeing what is the impact of such fake news on global phenomena that are happening in the world, right? So it's not like we can totally give up on technology, because that would not be good. Even though technology has a lot of disadvantages, it also has a lot of advantages. The answer to this question, according to me, is like one thing that we can actually control, or being a person who use social media, one thing we can do is become more self-aware of what kind of content we are watching and what kind of content we are listening to. We need to keep an objective mindset to this kind of issues, and we should always, whenever we are watching anything, and if they tell, if they are implying certain type of opinion, we have to keep our mind open that, okay, this is what they are saying and this is what is their view. But view is different from reality. So we should always keep an open mind that this might not be the reality and there should be an other side of the story. So that might help us deal with this kind of situations where we cannot get easily manipulated by such fake news or such kind of propaganda that is being given away, right? And the second thing is that I really wanted to talk about is that this is something I have realized. So there are a lot of chaos and riots that we happen that we hear happen now and then, right? Like one sect or one religion is getting against another religion. Also, this is not something new, that throughout the history there have been people who have rose to power by instigating one type of people with one belief against another. It is one of the political tactics to do that, so that when peoples are living in this dystopia, they are the ones who get to the top. So we can even find such things happening in India, where they just instigate Hindus against Muslim, or Muslims against Hindu, or one sect against another. Honestly, like, I have lived whole my life and I have not seen such people who care about their religion to such an extent that they are willing to kill each other or cause riot against each other. So we need to remember that people can have different beliefs and different opinions than us, and it doesn't make our beliefs or our opinion any small or any wrong. If anyone tries to explain to you like why they think that you are wrong, don't get aggressive. Maybe if you want, you can calmly put forward your opinion why you think that you are right. But if still they are adamant, there is nothing to prove here. You don't have to be aggressive. Don't get insinuated by people who wants to use you for their own benefit. Don't get controlled by others. Also, if you want to defend your beliefs, the best way to do it is by keeping your calm. If by acting a certain way, it affects your mental peace or your mental health, I don't think it will bring any good to anyone else either. Also, people who like power like to oppress others. So even if there is no difference in religion, they will find something else to distinguish between people and disintegrate the society. So always try to be clear about these things and don't get carried away by what media tells you or what you see happening, because many of them maybe are staged, or many of them are the way, or many of the things that are shown in the videos are that way because they have been given wrong or false information. So it's like a cascade of actions happening because of just one little rumor that is fake and has been spread for someone else's benefit. So basically, it's like we are the ones who are at loss, because it's we who are fighting, it's we who are getting hurt, and it's we who have to suffer the consequences. So just don't get angry and aggressive at all the things so easily. And if anything affects your mental peace, block it out. Just believe in yourself. If you cannot believe in what you see or what you hear, at least believe in yourself and do what your conscience tells you and what you feel is the right thing to do. So guys, that would be it for this week's episode. I hope I made some sense. This time I didn't actually prepare a script or like certain points what I want to talk about. I just went with it, and I'm hoping I get better at it. This is the last month of the year, and maybe a lot of you are thinking a lot about how this year went, and maybe you might feel very unproductive. If you are productive, then that's good. And if you are feeling unproductive, that is also fine. It has been a tough year for all of us, and it is fine if you couldn't do a lot of things that you had planned to do. Things are, I'm hoping, are getting better, and I hope that it gets better with time. So not next week, next to next week. And stay happy and stay safe and stay healthy. Bye bye. maybe you can take up one particular task or a thing that or a change that you think that if you inculcated in your life will make your 2020 a little bit better. And yeah, I think that would be it for this week's episode. I hope to see you next week. Wow.